when you like,
yeah,
yo,
that's
what's this
dangerous,
rash?
bro.
They're like, yo, I have a flesh-eating virus.
That's
It went
dangerous.
from you bumping yourself on something, which is a legitimate
Oh,
damage.
I remember now what the most recent kind of. So it was like I was washing a dress shirt for a holiday party,
All right.
right? And it was just like, how to best way to wash and dry dress shirt. And it's like,
ah,
you look at the tag and shit. And you're like, I know, but like, is there a generic kind of response here?
Just don't rough it up, Craig.
That's it. Just make sure you put it on delicate. Wash it cold. Don't
that
wash it
was
hot.
Also something
Otherwise,
that
you run a risk of things getting shrunk and shit.
That's true. That I came across recently. So as soon as you said that line, how to wash a dress shirt?
Yeah.
You lose marks for that.
Yeah.
Because yeah.
The laundry god.
It never. No, you're the laundry god.
That's how I am.
I'm the. Where you should. I'm like, wait, no, you should know better than this, right? I should think you should always get that shit dry clean, bro.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
I think it depends on where I buy it from. If it's like a nice one, like Moore's or like a shop, versus there's ones that you buy at like Winners, which don't come in their size, like they're large, medium, XL, etc.
They were pitched to begin with.
You know, where the Moore's one's like your exact size, this exact fabric. So again,
did it work out?
How I washed it. The same way I washed it the
last time.
Exact same way. And
you're like,
huh,
just like Google.
Right?
Yeah.
Turned out just fine. And I'm like, it's supposed to be like non-wrinkle. So I'm like, oh, how to wash a non-wrinkle dress shirt? Because maybe it's different. They're like, throw some ice cubes in the dryer. I'm like, no.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Create some steam and it'll flatten everything out. Like, okay.
I think some of those sources are trolling.
I think we overcome
like
that.
in Elden Ring. Fun fact, people will leave lies.
Really?
I like certain missions. Like if this is a part where like, okay, there's a boss overhead.
Yeah, you can write it down.
Tips in the ground.
Right.
Do it. And then people be like, jump off the cliff here. It's a shortcut.
And it's not a shortcut. It is in fact not a shortcut, people. Life lessons with Zane and Elroy. This is always the best segment to start off with. It is the time of the year to spread the Christmas cheer and get your ass in gear.
Yeah, we're doing Christmas, no holidays. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas. It's official. Christmas. Hidden Six, episode 78. Let's go. Without further ado, everybody, it is snowy AF out there, and it's not even that bad, but it feels like winter was not here so long ago. I feel like so far removed from winter in Canada, man. I don't know. We were just lucky, spoiled with the October, November weather, bro.
I agree with you because I went sideways.
You did a little fishtailing?
A little bit at the corner there, and I'm like, oh. Right, yeah. My backseat driver / front seat driver is like, you know, it's snowing, right?
But you good otherwise, though.
Yeah, I was all right. That's why then I sent you a text.
I said, yo,
and I'm like,
yo,
hey,
Roy.
He's like, I got you. Take a toast for coast for the host with the most.
There. I got my tires on, and
oh my god,
they were doing them outdoors because their shop was so backed up. I waited somewhere around 2 hours outside in the cold, man. And I was already
just watching this
shit. Just out there. An hour in, the guy's like, yo, shit, you want to sit in the office? It's got heat. I'm like, fuck you. I'm going to Tim Hortons.
Talk to that. Again. You could have gone to Timmy's. Oh, you just thought it would offered probably.
I was just standing there anyways. I kind of like already kind of set myself up mentally to be like, yo, just thug it out.
Be fun.
Get it done.
Okay.
So the wait time wasn't so bad. We got that over with. But yeah, we were out there for like a good 2 hours. And it was just like, I was already coming down with a cold. So this was just like, hey, you know, when you get home now, you done fucked up. So
wait, you have a cold?
I had a cold.
You came in, you all dapping me up, licking my face and shit. Come on.
I kicked that shit real quick.
I just got over mine too. And I got mad because like when I caught my cold, it's because of school. Mm-hmm. I'm there and I'm like, yo, I haven't had a cold in about over a year. I can count my colds because
it's a sick streak. No pun intended. No pun intended.
Like I've been so good,
right?
And then I'm like, yo, what is this?
You forget what it feels like, and then you're like, never again.
It was a mess. Then I became the guy in class with the chick chick chick, the bottle of the Dayquil.
I
got the Buckley's on Decky.
Facts. I had the Advil in one pocket, big Costco bottle. Then I had my next one, the fucking first sign cold and symptoms. And shit. Yo,
you're like, what do you have? Is it sinus or throat?
That
Let me know, right?
Anything goes.
That's terrible because there was a time when I'm like, nah, I'm gonna power through this ginger tea to the world.
Yo, and the worst was right towards the tail when I was like, hey, I know I'm kicking it. I'm starting to get over it. I just need that sleep. That's sometimes what you need, that to lock it all in. You just need that like solid, uninterrupted sleep to recover. And I couldn't do it. I didn't have the schedule to allow for it, right?
That's what's, you know what's even worse? Waking up and still feeling like shit.
Yeah, bro.
When you're like, kind of, that didn't help.
Oh, shit.
You're roaming around the house like a zombie.
Yeah. But yeah, to those of you out there in Canada, stay safe out there on the streets.
Yeah.
Make sure you got your winter tires on if you haven't already, because it's too late, folks. Just PSA from the Hidden Six. If you don't do it already, it's too late. So,
well, as you guys know, in history here on the show, where I will never get. I had this discussion with myself, with you in the car, the way here.
Way in?
Yeah, okay. Because I'm like, man, as I'm driving sideways, everybody, the neighbors look at me shaking their head. I got my lights up, by the way.
Nice.
And I was the first one on in my set to get the lights up. That my neighbor put hers up. That
nice.
Yeah, I was just like,
it's looking real festive. Right. We got the tree popping. I'm going to go off next year.
I'm going to go off on the lights. I'm going to have like, I'm going to do like the, you know, the party rockers set up. That's annoying everybody. It looks like a giant boombox. You can look for miles.
Like a house in Houston with all the lights that go with the music and shit like that.
And here on Flight 76 to Tecumseh, if you look to the left, you can see Uchiha's house.
Yeah, we got everything set up. Like, we had it in the calendar, get the tree set up by early, mid-November. You got to give the veterans their respect. You know, we always got to get through that. And then afterwards, tree was up. But by December 1st, Christmas shopping done. Gifts under the tree.
Wow.
Done. Like, done. Especially with your boy Trudeau doing his thing with them taxes. So this wasn't necessarily on the itinerary.
No, but, go get
it. For those of you that don't know that are in Canada, I've got great news for you. For those of you outside of Canada, still good to know.
Yeah.
Starting on December 14th. The Prime Minister of Canada has decided to ax some taxes, not on everything, but on a very good amount of items. So essentially, the listed price is the listed price, which is going to drive the fucking malls and the shopping nuts.
Because
just an absolute frenzy in there, bro.
And think about it, for a lot of the places that some of them might not have taxes on their purchases, they might tax you like at the year's a tax time.
Mm-hmm.
An associated, like they'll think, oh, I'm associated. They would think that, okay, you might accumulate this much product, so we're going to tax you this much.
We'll get you a little bit off the top.
I think that's due to good healthcare, I guess, our healthcare system.
Trudeau said, gather round. Y'all, ye hear ye, it's election time. Take some government data, go spend it.
He's also said that he may have dropped a ball on culling some of the numbers in regards to immigration.
Okay.
Coming in.
Yeah.
Because as you know, Craig, immigration is the hot word, right? Yo, trans, get the, listen, it's time for new buzzword for the next, like, 4 years. It's immigration and immigrant.
There are new isms in the house, y'all.
It puts me in a tough position because I'm a proud immigrant.
There is a lot that has happened since you've immigrated, Zane.
All right? I'm also like, yo, thank God I came in. All right. It's weird because now it puts a lot of, for people don't know, there's some people and some family members, even in the States, where you had that Thanksgiving dinner a couple days ago, and then like, you realize, or you're looking at your cousin across the table and you're like, yo, what?
Yeah, that hits deep. I feel for people.
Just think about that. A lot of that we're thinking is it's about to hit it. No, about to go crazy there, but I'm jumping the gun. Let's roll back to this side of the fence. Sixth side. Right? So now, they did that. Trudeau's like, yo, we're going to drop the taxes for you.
We're going
to
let you do a little shopping, buy a shelf.
I may have bought some jewelry today, and I got mad.
Because you knew you
could have done it. I know it's coming, but the girl's like, as you know, these bracelets and sets style of earrings, they sell out because they're the vibe.
Oh, it wasn't even a gift for you.
No, it's not for me.
Oh my,
that's not for me. It's something the wife has always wanted. You know?
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
to
right.
Okay, so, fair enough. That's right. Okay. I can't get mad at that.
Starts with a van.
And I honestly don't care at this point. Like, my main goal is not to re-look at the things that I bought and see what I could have.
Press, Craigers, that your shopping is done.
I put in
the wife. Is it, yo, don't make me. Is it the wife?
There was no pressure to get this done.
It was.
He wasn't even done. May not still be done. I just said, fuck this. I'm not waiting, bro. I said, I'm waiting till Black Friday only. And then once everything is on sale, I'm buying it at that price. And if it drops beyond that in coming days, I'm that. Not, I'll take that. I'll just deal with it. As
so now, you're not, now if I'm the guy that's like, well, I'm always picking shit up.
Constantly.
Like I never would have like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
Because I never have a list really. My list consists of the one or two things that they will say that they want.
Yeah, yeah, gotcha.
Then for me, it's just trinkets after that, little things, right?
Anything I need to buy now, if I don't need to, but if I do decide to do some impulse shopping, it will be at the gas station. I can buy beer. I could buy seltzers. Yo, I could buy wine. I could buy scratch tickets.
Don't get mad. People chocolate. Will definitely take that 20-pack of scratch tickets 100%. And a couple lotto tickets.
Facts, bro.
Excuse me. That's definitely a win because it's like it's a little bit of entertainment in the meantime, between time.
I just thought about it and I just think about how years past have gone. And I do a lot of online shopping now. So it's not so much about going to the mall. Like I don't feel that anxiety or I don't feel that like crunch to go get it done.
Yeah.
But I just had that thought of like, but what if December rolled around and I was just ready like that? Like, think about all the chilling time.
So now you're there.
Yeah.
Now you're there.
Busy, bro. I don't have time to be going to the fucking mall.
It's like Craig graduated right? And we're still in school. Right?
And it like included a little bit of like, okay, we got to buy some stuff for the house. That stuff that we already opened, assembled, whatever. Make sure that the wifey's good. Parents are good, you know. Now we're trying to discuss like what we're going to do.
Time-wise,
I was
going to ask. You guys, is
we're building,
people decide, right?
We're building up a scheme for Secret Santa. We're all together.
Okay, okay.
So
that's
sure that somebody
cool.
leaves with a little something they ask for, you know what I mean? But, man, overall, happy, chilling, busy, still busy.
Yeah.
I've already got literally in the calendar, the shared calendar, January 5th, not getting out of bed. It's in the calendar.
So you made that day of
it made that day
me.
To be like, we are
that's
not
doing me day.
Anything. I will those get up to piss and eat only.
Maybe to make breakfast. Yeah, it will be bacon.
That's it.
Bacon.
That's it.
That's it, right?
Now, speaking of doing your shopping, you know, and the taxes being gone and a little government cheddar, if you were still holding on to some Bitcoin, if, that's a big if.
I'm impressed.
It has hit an all-time high yet again of over 100K per coin. Am I getting this right?
You're getting this right, right?
100,000 a coin where people were buying fucking Subway with that shit like way back when.
We're talking in the past maybe 3 weeks.
Oh my Lord.
Bitcoin's probably went up at least 50K.
Man.
Right? So, and inherently with that too, the smaller tokens, the layer 2 tokens and stuff, your Solanas, your Ethereums, your XRP, which was down and out for a while because it was tied up with litigation with the SEC, which that's like, you know, the big boys in the States, the banks. That
they get to decide, is this real money?
Yeah, they just, the SEC has made so much money from just bullying legit crypto companies.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So now their chair had Gary Gensler. He was like their Joker, bro, of Gotham. Just
serious?
About that, of crypto. Yeah,
oh,
think
shit.
About that. So he has just been beating the shit out of these companies.
Yeah.
And I've seen him give lectures on Ethereum, which is weird. I've seen him give lectures on crypto, like to understand it. So it's kind of weird there. But now he's on the way out. He's retiring. And a lot of people rejoicing.
Okay.
A lot of people
because they think it's kind of going to revamp the coin everything's going to stabilize a little bit more.
Besides him and Janet Yellen.
How do you fumble the bag with crypto? To me, it seems like when you're
it's
in
old
that
mentality, heat. Right? Yeah. Craig, shut up. You would fumble the bag. Listen, if Craig was in Congress, Craig is not passing any bit. Y'all know how Craig said it here, how he felt before. He's not doing that to me today.
I'm saying, right? If
nice
you're
try, though.
That deep into it, that to me is surprising to hear somebody fumble a bag like that.
Yeah.
If you're starting out and not fully sure or learning, you're going to take those bumps along the way.
Yes.
But if you're already kind of well into it or you have a decent chunk of change put into it, you should know the market well enough.
A lot
way,
of people
right?
do on what comes with it. I'll equate it to being able to work and earn money.
Okay.
You would still buy scratch cards.
Of course.
You would still gamble on something once in a while, right? So think of that of the risk that's the calculated risk, so to speak. The you smoking the joint, you smoking a cigarette. You know you're taking this chance.
Yeah.
And it might cause harm, but then innately, as freaky as we are, it feel good.
So right? With your general experience, like, even just if crazy you hold, right now. So if you were holding a Bitcoin right now and it hits that all-time high, do you sell? Like, is now the time?
I would say this is not financial advice. Nice try. I haven't said this in a long time. Right? I would say that, one, always take profit.
Okay.
Right? If you know you bought Bitcoin 10 years ago,
okay,
you've made 100K off of it.
Yeah, you made big time. Yeah.
Maybe more.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's up to you to take your gains.
Yeah.
Be aware of your taxes and your regulations.
I'm just thinking, like, you look at it, like, where is the ceiling?
I would never sell. Know? I don't think I would sell.
Yeah, it feels like now.
If you take gains, it's to re-enter at a dip. So this is my projection. Because you asked me this, I have to tell you exactly what's on my mind. Trump's thing again. I know y'all got sick of this, but I only look at the facts.
He has some play in.
In the sense of
it's who he was appointing through, or something.
Yeah, he appointed a guy that's like
that's what drove it,
right? And a lot of people in Congress they have crypto.
Yeah,
so it's like, why would I want to shoot myself in the foot?
True.
Rumor has it, allegedly, he might be opening his own crypto exchange later on.
Really?
So that can be another bump. So we're looking at 4 years here.
Okay.
So we're looking at some crazy events in the next 2.5 years.
Okay.
Because they would have to get all that shit worked out in case it does drop in year three.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to look crazy because it's just going to introduce more people into it again, right?
But don't you... Go ahead, stop please.
No. You have to ask me questions because I've been waiting for this.
Zane's like, yo, I knew it.
Yeah,
I'm at the financial literacy place
to answer all these questions.
Run it back if you haven't heard that episode, folks. Yeah. Get yourself caught up. Yeah. Okay, but I feel like now if it's 100,000 for one, like, I'm not a big stock guy, not a crypto guy, so 100,000 for one of anything is a lot.
Yes. Right?
Is a lot to put that money into. So 100%. It feels like part of the flex or part of the move is to be part of the elitists that have Bitcoin, that possess Bitcoin. Like, it almost feels like if you were good enough to afford it now, you almost didn't need to get into Bitcoin to start with. Whereas before, that may not have been the case.
Okay.
Is that fair to say?
To some extent.
Why would you fuck with the other coins that are, God knows, probably half, way less than half the price?
Yeah.
To kind of have that come up versus, yo, I bought, you know, 10 Bitcoin for $1 million. Well, you had $1 million already, you know? That's kind of how I see it. So how much higher can it really go?
To be honest, there is no limit.
Okay, so you could potentially flip that M to another M to XMs. Okay, so
that's still worthy. Really, that what you just said,
yeah,
concept of 2x, 3x, 4x, 10x,
yeah,
that's exactly what it comes down to.
Okay,
it's just same, just like
flipping it,
it's just holding your stuff so it gains higher value,
yeah,
selling it for what it was a year ago when it was at the top, and then you're just gaining your profit, re-entering the market when it lows. Now, when you were saying in regards to a flex, I do see, I understand what you're saying.
100%.
That relates to what you said about if you're in the space,
yeah,
long enough, you should know certain, the 1, 2, 3s at least.
Okay.
Right? So here are the 1, 2, 3s. If you can innately purchase one Bitcoin,
mm-hmm,
there's certain things you can do called DCA, dollar cost average, where you would set aside some money, whether it's $10 a week, to buy some Bitcoins incrementally.
Okay, because you can still buy you don't have to buy a Bitcoin. Yeah, you could buy 0.10.
The only people buying a Bitcoin is BlackRock and Michael Saylor, like the top the big wigs in that stuff, right?
Okay.
To where
I didn't factor in the fact that you can buy portions.
You can buy portions. So, and also, you can
have 1/100th of a Bitcoin with for 10K.
Yes, and you can buy 10K and still triple. Imagine if you bought a K alone.
Right.
Three years ago.
And double up.
It was
okay.
Right?
Okay.
So now,
yeah, that makes more sense then.
Right? So with that now, there's also the factor of the other tokens.
Yeah.
Where you can buy them to help you gain position on Bitcoin. So you could, instead of spending 10K in Bitcoin, I can spend 10K in a coin after my research and my due diligence that has the potential to bring me that same amount of yield over that time. Because
right, it's all a percentage base.
Because everything is based on what Bitcoin does.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, so if Bitcoin's
shit
good,
goes down,
we're
here,
good.
We're good.
Okay.
So I'll show an example. Solana was like maybe like a month ago, 2 months ago, $200, which is still was pretty high considering when I bought it for $50.
Okay.
Think about that. When I bought a $50 like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And at that time, I was just buying like a $10 piece, $10 piece.
When right.
I, right? So now that, now when Bitcoin had its jump, what would happen is people had their prop, made their profit. You'll take profit.
And they're jumping into the other
and you go in it, you start buying the other coins because you okay. have the, you have the cash, you have the fiat now, the cash yeah. to yeah. pay for it now. Then that in here bring that value up and you're like, whoa, my stuff's growing too.
Nice.
You can actually see the charts where your progression of your, the value of your token
yeah.
follows the same chart as Bitcoin.
Okay.
And you're like, yo, once BTC is doing good, I'll be okay. If it it drops, then it's your choice to enter.
Okay.
In regards to, you would have to buy, I hear a lot of people like sign right now, but guys, this is well, dude, thank you, Craig.
He's dropping gems, y'all. Y'all better pick this shit up. If you ever thought about it,
yes.
listen close.
So it would be where their coin, their tokens are BNB. Binance is online exchange, just like how you have the NASDAQ and the TM. You have exchanges that trade other crypto.
Okay.
Right? So you can actually buy, it's like you buying stocks in the bank.
Yeah.
Instead of buying dollar store stocks, you bought TD Bank stocks.
Got you.
So that's the equivalent. So it's much safer for people who are entering. The exchange tokens are much safer entry because they are backed by insurance and policies because they're literally banks.
Fucking
but
A.
They have to have standard. They have to have standards, right? Versus Joe Schmo, who might be a billionaire but can start a shitcoin
mm-hmm.
and just rug pull you. Rug pull is a terminology of just like you rug from under your feet.
And all of a sudden, nah, yeah,
you ain't got shit. And that's the joke because it's like get wrecked. I've been to the dark web where we've seen people lost millions within yeah. like taking a piss.
Fuck.
And that's the risk within it, right?
Oh.
Now the banks, the people in Congress who have been against this, they'll bring up the points of the dark side of it.
Yeah.
Right? The scamming and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then they're scamming in pharmaceuticals, they're scamming in banking, they're scamming in any, you're scamming and robbing any industry, right?
Yeah.
It's like you pointing this out, cool. You're saying bad stuff happens, so this thing shouldn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Not always the case.
Not always the case, right? So here we are,
yeah.
where there's times when we have conversation with my friends when I'm like, yo, imagine the token that I bought that's the Shoppers Drug Mart of China.
Okay.
Just because I'm like, that just seems like a sensible
buy. It could be a thing.
Yeah, it's not a financial advice. It's called VeChain, where I'm like, what is this? They're like, oh, they have the hive mind of all medical data for everybody in
okay.
China. And I'm like, China's a lot of people. That
sounds like a lot.
That seems some sensible thing yeah. to invest $100 in. Even if I could just be like, it's better than me going to FanDuel
yeah.
and losing it in a night on Kevin Durant. Right? So when it comes to your research, where you look at things, you see what these tokens do.
Yeah.
Their partnerships, who they're working with, Visa, this, that, right?
I don't get it.
They can build with. Gives you security to say, like, okay,
it's a stable economy.
Yeah, these people are, this is a thing, another yeah. thing, this is a thing.
There's physical yeah. tied to the virtual somewhere along this chain.
Craig, I remember telling people like, yo, buy Solana if you're just new to this. And these guys are texting like days, like now, recently, like, yo, Ozzy, it's crazy.
Yeah, say, yo, that worked out.
Yeah, they like, what? Where Christmas is good now. If one Solana now is almost $400 and you bought it, for $150,
you're killing it.
You just got half the gifts for the house on some extent. Yeah, and go ahead.
With these coming out though, I don't understand how these meme coins and anyone can start a coin. I don't understand the concept fully.
Meme coins are the drunk food of the industry. Mm-hmm. You understand?
I get
meme coins are the junk food of the industry. So you'll have where it's become so standard where people will type, hey, this is a joke.
Yeah.
Because that line saves you from getting sued.
Okay. And then people still fucking do it.
Yes. That's the shits. That's the gamble where you're like, yo, this is for the shits and giggles. If you lose all your money, don't come get me.
And then all of a sudden.
But then people go and you'll see it where there are my buddies. We'll be fucking around. There's stuff that hits.
Yeah.
And it plays on, it's a part of society that plays on people that it's where the rich people have the money.
Yeah.
Pay on the prey on hope.
Okay.
Where people are like, yo, because I've seen it, I've been victim to it. Because I'm there, I see it. It's just like the lottery, like the scratch card.
Trying to kind of catch the wave. And...
Bro, I'm around people that have had, that have made $500,000 off of Bitcoin. And that was 10 years ago. That was 5 years ago. So now I laugh at him.
Yeah, at
the Christmas party, I was like, yo, Ozzy. I'm like, yeah, I remember you were scared when this guy showed up with all the cash in a fucking duffel bag and you shit in your pants because you're like, what if this guy's T-bone me in the intersection, take the money again?
Oh, shit.
Right? But that's neither here nor there. Allegedly.
The coin that you didn't want to buy and should not have bought, but hopefully did not buy if you're a lawyer.
Now, here's the thing. That's always the case where it's the thing you saw and you know you've caught wind of and you didn't jump on it.
Yeah.
Then it does gangbusters and you're like, son of a bitch.
Like, goddamn. So, okay, it's like a FOMO.
And that's a part of it. Yeah, it's FOMO. That's what the word is. It's the word. Literally, it's a fear of missing out.
Exactly.
Where it's people would jump into it. They're like, yo, if I have $300-$400 disposable.
Yeah.
And I can buy a couple million of a shit coin.
And then it turns up.
To 50 cents for like 2 days.
Right. Why not?
Why not?
Oh, man. But there is a why not.
There's a why not.
Yeah,
right?
There is
but
a why not.
Know your limit. Play. And that's like I said, where's the junk food of it?
Okay.
You buy your favorite snacks because you love these stuff, but they ain't no good for you.
Okay.
Your friends will come over and can enjoy those snacks too, but they're not good for you. Right?
Okay. And then so, ultimately, like, these coins that come out, I don't understand how they're backed by so many scandalous things. Like,
yes,
every celebrity has the ability.
Everybody's had a coin.
Everybody's
got
a coin.
Yeah, Brady's been, we got scammed.
You know what I mean? Like,
you look at Jake Paul, which in how the Paul brothers end up, I was wondering, remember when I told you I couldn't remember who started Hawk Tour Girls podcast life?
Yeah.
And then I found out it was through the Paul brothers.
Oh, that's how she got hooked up?
An affiliate online gambling company.
That all put
that
this together.
That ended up funding the pod.
Okay.
Allegedly. Right? So now, Hawk Tour Girl, which one of the episodes we discussed, because everybody should know who this, you probably know, a lot of people should know, heard of this girl, seen her once in a while.
And maybe thanks to this segment, she will go away.
You think it's us, Craig?
Yeah.
I think it's we're the one that forecast this, right? 100%. Where we marvel at the weirdness of the world and just how things, and that in itself.
It's societal karma.
She is a meme coin of life.
Of life?
It's like junk food.
Oh my goodness,
you,
bro.
You see the circle here? You see what I'm
saying? I see what you're putting. I'm
in
picking
every,
up what you're
in
down.
Every eco, pick these gems up, kids. In every ecosystem, there is a subsect of it where it's just,
yeah, you don't dive into it. You don't go down that alley.
Right?
You don't want nothing they're selling over there.
Nothing there. So now what Craig is alluding to is that Hawk Tour Girl actually launched a Hawk 2
coin.
Coin.
Hawk 2 coin.
Which in
so
crypto bro.
Stupid,
okay,
bro.
Okay. But in crypto bro brain.
Okay.
It makes sense.
I knew you were going to say it, and I'm
ready to say
that.
Yo, I've had, and I can say it patent pending, because I actually have the coin in the vault. Y'all can come get it. I had a bye-bye Biden token, Craig.
Bye-bye Biden.
Okay? I had the AI generated of Trump pushing Biden in a wheelchair.
Okay.
Yes, that's how far, that's how deep in the shit I am.
Oh, my
where
goodness, bro.
There is a possibility where it will hit.
Right. Which one?
The squirrel.
The
squirrel.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
The squirrel. That squirrel in New York that died, Peanut.
Yeah.
It became some big thing online.
It got a coin.
And went through the moon. Think about it. See? That's the boy. Imagine you buying, you spending $500 on that thing.
Yeah.
And then it goes.
Overnight, you wake up and all of a sudden your five bills got flipped into like.
And where each one of those is now worth, you bought a couple of million, and each one of those is now worth 50 cents.
Right.
From your five bills. That's just where it is. So back to Hawk Tour Girl, launched a token. It went up through the moon. It went up.
It actually did?
The market cap ended up to like $500 million.
No.
Yes. I've seen it. I've done it myself, Craig.
I've seen my own coin.
Each
coin that gets put out has to be in a limited supply, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's one of the...
There's a set amount. There's a set number.
Okay.
And there's a tokenomics.
$500 million.
Yes, tokenomics will tell people what their system is for the coin, where some of it's governance or whatever, where it's we vote on how much to get burned every 6 months.
Get burned?
Burned. You have to burn some tokens to drive the value up.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's like inflation. Holy it's like induced holy. Inflation. So token burning, all Ethereum, all they burn except for Bitcoin.
Bitcoin is the one thing.
Yeah, you ain't burning Bitcoin.
Yeah, yeah, you don't fuck with Bitcoin.
If you have 0.00000001 of it, I'll say keep it.
Yeah.
Just keep it.
Yeah, yeah.
I have apps where I shake my phone every day and it spits out some. So maybe for the past year, just shaking my phone, I have over $200. Just
that's awesome.
I can cash out.
Okay.
It's actually real. But then
you're like, yeah, like that.
So yes, Haktour Girl launched herself. She scammed people. People are mad. And so it's going to be a thing. There might be some
shit coming up. No?
It's going to be a thing. Somebody has to pay.
Right.
The problem is, inherently launch the token.
Yeah.
You don't know how to do that.
It's never them, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What happens is industry, knock, knock, knock. A dude shows up and says, hey,
I
know how to do this.
Right.
You have the vibe right now.
You're just the rally cry. You're just the face.
The Kendrick, the TDE coin. The Kendrick coin.
There's a Kendrick coin and a TDE
coin? No, can't. Kendrick could never allow that.
Oh, my goodness.
Certain things are patent in a level where
there's
you...
There's a TDE coin, listen,
no.
Okay.
I don't... Patent pending. I have to say that. Craig, it can legitimately be a thing.
Oh, man. I get it. I don't. That's what I hate about it.
It's almost like...
I think
like,
I'm bad at that.
It's almost like magic. As long as I have enough money to create, to make your token, you have to go in and supply.
There has to be a backing.
Yeah,
it has to start somewhere. Right?
So whether it could be $500 of actual cash, and it can tell you, you say, okay, I want 5 billion.
You choose like your inflation point.
You choose how much you have, what you want it to be.
Right. So now 500 of this becomes a percentage and you own
Right.
Which and then drives the market up because now people want and
as they buy, adds value to the token.
Right, right. I got that.
Yeah.
I got that.
And now in the sense where the more people put money into it, the more money, the more value it becomes.
But then the bubble bursting.
Now how the bubble bursts.
Is everyone cashes out?
Hold on.
Okay.
What people don't understand, whenever a token is launched, you have to look at how many wallets are holding how many.
Got it.
So say me and you launch a token, the six token, right? Six coin. Me likey, right? The people that know would have to look at our wallet to see, okay, Zane has 50%, Craig has 50%. Hell no.
I want.
It does. No. Oh. That's a no-no. Because that means I can sell my 50%
and tank
anytime.
Yeah, just tank it.
Exactly.
Okay.
So what the people would do is they'll send out, they'll divide their tokenomics as in like, so they'll say, I have 20% for marketing, which means 20% of that $500 that we invested to get this token launched
goes a dollar.
Gonna go to menu starting a Facebook page for the token.
Okay.
Menu starting a Reddit page for the token.
But the 10% is, so then the people are getting paid in crypto, like you're hiring a marketing firm?
You're the marketing firm.
Oh. Devious, brother.
Hold on.
Okay.
You could entice devs by giving them
a little bit.
2% of that, 1% of that 10%.
Right, right.
To say, hey, if this does do gangbusters, guess what? You get paid.
You're in.
It's like Zuck, like some people that do jobs and you're like, a lot of guys got paid. Like I said, one of these guys got paid, forgot his name. He's an artist and he painted something at Facebook.
Okay.
And because he's an artist, he's like, you know those Hoboken life artists? And like, yo, I'll sleep in a box, but I'll paint some sick shit.
Yeah.
Where they're like, yo, we'll pay you in Facebook stocks. And he's like, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah.
Then what happens?
Ends up winning long.
Exactly, right? So that's how certain these things would have, where it's like, if I want you to make a game for me, I'll give you certain stocks of the game company. If it goes big, that's your payment.
Yeah.
If not, hey, we tried.
Yeah, that's the risk. That's the gamble right there that come with it.
It comes down to you having... I've had people approach me on projects to manage certain social media groups for me, but then I didn't trust them because they can steal your shit.
That is true too.
They could steal your group and be like, yo, those guys are scammers. This is actually this. I've seen it in live.
Yeah.
I've seen people come into our chats and stuff and say, yo, this token is dead. Like trolls. We've had to block.
Oh, really, eh?
It's crazy, bro. So like we're saying, there's, I know we're boring a lot of people here, but I'm enjoying this.
I'm good with it. I actually like
right?
it too.
Where, Now you show everybody how the money split up.
Okay.
How is this company functioning?
Right.
We got 30% for marketing. We got this percent, 5% in this wallet, 50%, this percent in this wallet. And they'll look and see the history between the wallets slash accounts.
Yep.
To see if any shadiness is going on. Did you receive another 10 billion from another token and you rug pull them?
Mm.
You can see the chain. That's in this is data that, that represents like shit that you've done online.
Did this coin have any like what do they call like red flags or anything that was like the smoking gun to let you know that this is where it went?
Now, I didn't research on their white papers in regards to like what they have, but there's a checklist. The rookie checklist is well, the standard checklist is socials.
Okay.
An actual website where you can go and read what they're doing and telling you what their aim is, what their mission statement is.
Okay.
Tokenomics, which tells you how their governance of tokens, where they say, okay, Craig, if you buy 5% of this minimum, you get to vote on how much we burn.
Okay.
And burning some tokens would inherently bring up the value.
Okay.
Because then you're literally just destroying some money now and it goes into, you know, it's a token burner is a little bit tricky. Goes in the weeds for some for certain people, but yeah, it's interesting times as you've seen. Sometimes the days when I look to some of my accounts and I'm like, man.
Today's the day?
I just woke up and just to see.
I feel like, again, that's that fear.
It's literally passive income at its finest.
And then you get fear of cashing out because now you're like, well.
Oh, Craig, I've there's a terminology called diamond hands.
So you got to let hands you know when
and,
you're out.
There's paper hands and diamond hands. Paper hands, people are like, oh my God, it dropped 10%. Cash out. I'm never doing this again.
Right.
Diamond hands is like, you know what? I'm never selling. Just like, so I've had it. It's gained value and probably 10 years. But you also got to pay attention to the news.
But it's like a
when Trump gets out of power.
Yeah.
It's going to crash.
You think my, so altogether?
My word.
Yeah.
My word.
Okay.
Because whoever's coming in, unless they're crypto friendly,
they're gonna
come back on the regulations. Because some people, they might come in, like, yo, we gotta fix stuff. There's that mentality, right? So the regulations on that, by that time, it might be so crazy. It's
too late.
It's too late, right? But we'll see. It's
too late.
You look at the charts. There's gonna be crashes. This is where people would buy in.
Yeah.
But then, like you said, that 30k, that 130k Bitcoin is a crazy number.
That's insane.
And you would never. And it's an investment where, like you said, it's a flex where some people who can scrape away 20k a year.
Yeah.
To gain a position on Bitcoin over 5 years.
It's actually right? viable.
That's viable for them.
Okay.
But for the regular man who can, you can take 10k to 5k. And invest in other tokens that very much have the potential.
They're a little more hit or miss. They're not
a little more hit or miss.
Steady climbing as that.
With your research and understanding what they're working on, their projects, they have come. What come? Do they have partnerships with Disney? Do they have partnerships with the software companies with Meta? Like, are there Ray-Ban, different things. That you
everybody's
look at.
Dipping their fucking head in this one, eh? This is a big cookie jar.
You got to look at when the big boy of the World Bank, which is called BlackRock.
Mm.
I saw what BlackRock did for XRP. They put in about, was it $7
billion? Damn.
Into XRP. And I saw XRP go from like $2 to $4. They break all time high within like 3-4 days.
Just like that.
Just like that. Because the big bet, they know these companies are so big, they almost have foresight because they have so much control.
They can just toss it wherever and see where it lands.
They know what's coming.
Okay.
So they prepare for it. The line is called buy the rumor, sell the news.
Yeah.
So when
I've heard you say that.
I will give you the rumor.
Yeah.
And when you see it on TV, it's the news, it's too late.
No, fuck, eh?
Right?
Yeah.
So whenever I see, oh, Bitcoin reach, I'm like, turn the TV off.
No more.
Because I don't like you guys. I don't like how all of a sudden y'all riding our dick.
Yeah, now, right? You dictate it. Okay, yeah, all right. Yeah.
It is what it is. We're hawk to a girl. Yo, sorry for you ran into that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy that Craig has delved into that because I've probably been... I wouldn't say ostracized. No way in hell. I've, of course, run into a lot of people like, crypto, but it's like some people don't understand stocks.
It's got to be.
Some people look at the banks as a scam.
Yeah.
Some people look at just a lot of just a lot of things in life as a scam.
Yep.
Everything in life does have a scam access.
There's going to be the aspect to it.
Yeah,
right?
And loopholes and boundaries that people do push and break.
It's
because
something that's not like, it's never, okay, maybe it's been fully explained and I just haven't gone there to get all those answers, right? I prefer to live vicariously through a lot of people when it comes to that.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I've always
been.
Get
off my raft, Craig.
You know? But at the same time, I just feel like since the conception of just virtual and crypto and all that, it's always just been such an up in the air kind of thing, man. It's just, I can understand investing in something that's tangible and physical. So I've just always had this like half and half understanding of how crypto works. And the fact that it just keeps and keeps and keeps and keeps going only leads you to question, when does the bubble burst?
The bubble always, the bubble always bursts.
And then it comes back.
But there's,
it bounces back.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
right.
Like the stock market,
right.
Like recession, anything that follows a pattern, a chart, a heartbeat that
it will build
that bump to bump. So Usher, a year ago, okay, let's go back. This December 10th, 7 a.m. Bitcoin was $62,650 Canadian.
Jeez.
Okay. Now, Craig, today, this hour, it is $142,000.
And even when they announced that, when they announced that it's at an all-time high, it just keeps
That doesn't, because I've been in so long,
that doesn't bother me.
I know for the next 4 years, we're going to see a $300,000, a $250,000 Bitcoin.
And what were people selling? What was like their major turning point people were selling at? Probably like 30, 40 grand?
You would sell. No, you would sell when it got to like 90 grand.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's always been
sell,
in that
yeah,
kind of level.
You would always, it's, you would always watch. That's 60, and that was a year ago. That was due like a big, big dip where a lot of people got shook, right?
Damn.
So I'm looking at a chart here, and I can go as far back to, so 2000, so 2020, April 2020, it was $10,500 for one.
Wow. Still a lot of money, don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Just think about that, right? So now you look at a progression of Bitcoin. So there's XRP, which a couple people I know have. They've been in the game for a while, but they've been in the courts the most.
Okay.
And they, because they have the money to deal with the court, they went in and they won.
Okay.
Yeah, they paid their fines. They got slapped on the wrist. They paid them, right? So 2000, oh, this is fucking, this is insane. June 2024, it was 70 cents.
Seven zero. What?
Okay,
now
it's $3.71.
Okay, so it's up 300, almost
400. Yeah, to almost 250%.
God, 0%, dang.
Right? So imagine if you bought a couple, like, hey babe, we get to pay for the house somewhere and decide put Jeez. This money away for security. So it's those moments that I've seen so many of those moments, Craig, where I said to myself, bro, I'm sick of this. I don't want to ever be like, oh man, I wish I shoulda coulda.
So now you just kind of throw something at
You can dollar cost average. If there's a, you can
throw decide. Something there.
Yeah. So guess what? So now Solana at Solana's price, you could, Solana's now $345 Canadian. We're looking at, let's go back 6 months. That's what I love about this. 6 months ago, it was
$200.
$200. A year ago.
It's climbing.
A year ago, we're going.
I'm gonna guess like, okay, I'm gonna go away.
$110.
I was gonna say, okay, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, now, right? Now I remember I entered when it was like $50.
Damn, son.
And just because I didn't take it seriously enough,
but it's
I didn't
a bull ride, bro. Like this is years, like you said. Even though it's two, even if it's 2 years,
but these 2 years, some crazy rides, bro.
But until it's physically back in your duffel bag, bro.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
I hear you. I
100%
hear you. But when you're
and then if it crashes, you're like, yeah, whatever. I wasn't super invested in it. Anyways.
Yeah, it's a percentage thing, right? You see certain things where it's like it shows you what went up 200% in a year.
Jeez,
right? And you just, well, it's stocks are a flex too. Then
they are. Big time.
Right?
Big
Tesla.
Stocked, in my personal stocks are an old person flex. That's a boomer flex for me.
Ooh.
And I know there's tons of people.
Craig, why would he say that?
I know there's tons of people, Gen Z, Gen X, and everything in between.
Wait, there's nothing in between. It doesn't work like that, Craig.
But I feel like stocks are such a boomer flex, bro. I feel like anyone who's rocking some Bloomberg right now, some CNN, some Bloomberg News.
You know what, Craig? Your mind would change when you become a papi.
Very true. Very true.
Because then you have, because even right now, I didn't even care about my, actually, I'm not going to lie. I cashed out a couple weeks ago.
Okay, that's
and good. I paid some shit off.
Good shit, bro.
Right?
Which is nice what to have you something should to do. Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
It's what you should do.
You got to celebrate the dubs.
A little bit, right? Yeah, that's what you should do. Even with your diamond hands, you always got to take profit.
100%.
Because if you put in something that's $50 and you make $100 off of it, you'll be a fool not to take.
That's it.
Like, wait, now you're playing with house money.
Yeah.
You're not really taking an L anymore.
Right.
Right? So that's why I think I'm so nonchalant. Everything I have is not. It's
like a lower, like not a low pressure situation, but at the same time, you're already up. So you say, you know what? I've got this
and
plus
I've
this.
Seen this before.
Yeah.
I've seen this. If Bitcoin goes down to a cent, yo.
You know I'm in. I don't know shit about it.
I'm like, Craig, I'll buy you $10 worth.
Transferring Zane right then. Like, I don't know where we're going with
what?
This, but.
What if Bitcoin goes down to $50, $100?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be on the streets for the rest of my life because I know. Because there's so much invested into it now.
Yeah, pending global economic collapse.
Yeah, nobody can.
That's a win right there.
Right? So now, because there's so much people invested into the markets, it's too big to fail.
Fair.
Right?
Yep.
It's too big to fail. Look at the building out. Now, once you see the big boys are playing into it, and like some of the government officials says where they want to make like the U.S. the hub for crypto because it's like an industry now. It's an industry now.
That is very similar to what's called the petrodollar.
Go on.
Story for another day. No, the short-term version is the petrodollar is global oil prices and whose currency gets to dictate what the price of oil is.
Oh, I get it.
For the long time, the U.S. has been the petrodollar is based on U.S. dollars.
Is that still the same?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what a lot of this, you know, if you put your tinfoil hat on.
The U.S. got away with a finesse on that one.
100%.
Because if I'm the country that's producing the most oil.
Yeah, they took it by.
You're not telling me how oil is guaning, bro.
That's it. And there's a lot of tinfoil conspiracies about certain areas like Libya and a lot of these spots that they got dethroned. They got the coup. They got this because.
Tinfoil hat time. Like
these. So, but. I can, if I was to compare it to anything, I would say like, that's the flex. There's the petrodollar would be like the crypto dollar. Well, which currency is it when you cash it out in the States versus cashing out in Canada, which, you know, I'd rather be cashing out in the States if it's 1-to-1, because let's face it, Canada's dollar hasn't been seeing the best days either.
Yeah. It depends. And that's where regulations come in.
Yeah.
Whether you have an account in the States.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's fraud.
Yeah. I'm not sure how that works.
There's some stuff there. It's shit that I don't do.
Yeah.
Just because I know I don't want to get.
Yeah. You stay out of the dark realm there.
I don't want to get locked up. But that's like I was saying, I pretty much do it because even my buddy, people are calling me right now. A lot of people are calling me because
what's the next move?
Bro, I remember sitting in my boy's living room explaining to him and his wife, like, I said the stupidest thing. I'm like, yeah, when Elon Musk goes to Mars, he can't take 100,000 pounds of gold bricks with him.
Yeah.
And he can't take cash with him. He's in any digital currency. You know, like,
digital.
And I convince them like,
how much can I pay for this?
Like, it's not like they don't have a bank in their phone already.
Oh, fuck.
But then it was a good argument at the time. But then he called me back and we there's a thing I had him involving, like another token that's going to get launched eventually where you mine with your phone as well. And so I'm helping him set up his account. Whatever. It's not financial advice. And it just to see how these people are eager because the people that I've spoken to a year ago that's told them about crypto. They're calling me now and they're like, yo.
They made some moves.
And I'm like, yo, I don't know what to tell you. It's still not a thing, guys. It's still a scam. It's still very much a scam, right?
Gotta be wary about that.
But Craig, let's get off of this now. All right. I got some espionage for you.
Okay.
Apparently, some CEO was killed in New York.
The CEO of United Healthcare, I believe, is the actual company's name, but hold on, I will research
first
this,
of all,
I don't want to butcher it too bad.
First of all, and he's condolences
are you saying sure
to the family, to the guy that died.
Are you sure?
Okay, hold on, Let me. I gotta be able to say, Craig, to say certain things.
Do you want me to mute this and we can discuss this for? No.
Someone lost their life.
Okay. Yes. They were also replaced a day later.
Okay, but that's just business. Someone lost their life. Oh, Craig, stop.
I'm not doing anything.
Stop.
You don't hear anything.
No, stop. Craig.
I'm not saying anything.
Don't do that crossed my mind, but I thought it was
United
the
Healthcare.
I thought it was the ops. Now, back to my original argument.
All right, go ahead.
Which I'm like, yo, a CEO of a healthcare company in the States got murked because somebody's mad. Yeah, that sounds like
it sounds right.
Sounds like I try to get, you know, I'm like, yo, maybe dude try to get treatment for his daughter. Like a John
Doe. Like a John Q kind of thing. Yeah.
Not John Doe, but John Q. Right? And then I started seeing the cop, the investigation.
Okay.
I love to see when the cops like spill the beans and how they do shit. Right? I always take note.
This person was cold and calculated for one. Okay. This killer was cold and calculated. Yeah. So they know very much and very little at the same time. They know everything except the dude's name.
Yeah.
And the dude's whereabouts.
Which is wild because they're like, they know a couple months ago he came from south, from the down south.
Everything out. It's crazy. With the minute detail of he took this street. We found his phone. He took this bike.
So you can't find little Tommy?
That's it.
That's what bothers me sometimes about these moments of when they can get such detailed information.
And all the way up.
But then there's still so many people missing.
And that's a typical New York homicide right there. That is a typical New York homicide in a nutshell.
Jerk's like, what?
There's a lot of other grieving families who don't have ones, okay? So do I sympathize? Answer, short answer, no.
Yeah, be honest, Greg.
Short answer is no on my end.
Yeah.
I'm not to say that anybody deserves
You're
it.
You're a wild boy.
Everybody has a job, right? Certain jobs come with certain perks. Certain jobs come with certain flaws, certain risks, as we've talked about in the last 45. This guy knew the risks. You are the CEO of what you probably know is one of the most hated industries.
He did mention that some of his colleagues, he was getting death threats.
Get
but even me at that point, not saying it's acceptable, but I'm like, yeah.
Saying I can hire you and you're packing heat on my behalf.
That tracks so much, Craig.
If I am in a position like that, that I know what I'm getting into and I know what I represent, you best believe you're not making it up to me with that little fucking pew-pew.
So you think, no, he had a silencer on that.
I don't give a
and
fuck.
He was far away.
Hey, Zane's going to open your dome ski from fucking far away.
That's and I'm going to say some shit.
You know?
I'm going to say some shit. I got to talk. I got Yo, I it's have R.I.P. to get my shit off.
It's R.I.P. to I need my this.
This
case.
Is my villain arc. I need to have a speech while you're crawling. This is, we are fucked up. Craig, stop.
No, now, it has to be dark.
Tinfoil. We're going tinfoil all the way with it. I'm thinking, okay, how all these resources? Why this crime seem like it almost like the FBI is in it. It just seems like, yo, everybody's on it. So I'm like, okay, look, the company's like, yo, if it's the ops, say you're the biggest toy company on the block.
Yeah.
And Mattel is trying to.
If knock Mattel, your block off. In the block, man.
Block off, yo. We could go, yo, we go block for, yo, we keep going. Okay, keep going. If Mattel spin the block on you guys,
right?
And you can prove that Mattel spin the block on y'all. That is big money.
That would then be guess, huge
because they gotta take a hit.
Yeah,
they're gonna lose profit,
their reputation, and everything.
They're gonna lose
gonna
market representation.
Huge.
Yeah. So then you can capitalize. That's the big brain play.
Yeah.
But then you, Craig, did something I didn't appreciate.
Right.
When you're like, they replaced him the next day.
They replaced him, motherfucking, the next day.
Perhaps.
The show must go on.
There's two of me in here. One's like, so, and one's like, stupid. Throwing popcorn at the other Zane in the center of the couch.
Bro, you fucked up, man. This guy, I'm telling you, man, this dude's probably getting paid millions of dollars to hold this position. In his
mind, insurance company, scamming is your thing.
I was just going to say, in his mind, before it was on the sidewalk, he might have been right or wrong. You know, when you take those positions, someone's got to do it. I kind of like equate it to selling drugs. You say, well, if they didn't buy for me, they're going to go down around the corner anyway. So I might as well have done it. Okay. But maybe you had a clean conscience. Maybe you said, yo, I'm trying to make this place better. What about the millions of people that we help out?
Needs of the many outweigh the needs.
right? But at the end of the day, bro, you got to fucking protect your neck out there, bro. Heavy, heavy. You're CEO of this huge company that is known for like foul shit and
fucking
like,
over everything.
Basically playing with people's lives at the end of the day, whether it was, it's not you, but you as the CEO, you didn't say, hey, he lives, she dies, he dies, she lives. But yo, you know what territory you're fucking coming with, right? How the fuck do you even allow for some type of common peasant, as they would call us, to run up on you and actually pull some shit like that off, bro?
Now, Craig,
you're lacking.
Got a tinfoil hat layer for you. This is the tinfoil hard hat.
Go ahead.
The tin hat, tin okay. Hard, hard tin.
Hold on. Okay, okay. Hold on. Hold
ready?
On. Ready? COVID?
Oh, no.
Old boy conspiracy?
No.
No.
Imagine all the Gregs and Carols that yeah. were just like done wrong by the insurance company.
That were all like.
That just like, yo, let's pull all the Bitcoin together and get the fucking mod money. Shooter.
Mad Max from Georgia.
Mad Max from shoot from Shatas. Right? To pull this off.
Okay.
That would be even more wild.
That'd be pretty epic.
If the regular people were like, yo, listen. Oh, me in the bar, I'm crying, some whiskey, Ukraine over some whiskey.
Mm.
Oh, you're happy, you're my daughter, she got chemo, this, that. They won't cover it. Insurance company says this. Dude's like, yo, my mom's on her last leg. I love that woman so much. She's done so much for me. She's a pillar of the community. The insurance company did this.
And then someone down there was, yeah, I have something for that.
It was the silencer.
That was pretty heavy.
That's what, because when I saw the gun,
yeah,
I'm like, yo, what?
Yeah, what is it? You talk about what this? Little,
yo, is that a little is it a plasma rifle? Is that a fusion rifle? Is that a plug C? Is that a, what is this? Then the dude's like, yo, silent. I don't know. That silencer though was bigger. That was
pretty beastly. Pretty beastly.
Where did he get that? No, I'm taking Fed brain.
No
right?
way you make it away, bro. Like, come on. Ain't no way.
And you know what?
Ain't no way.
He might just kill himself in the bushes in a park.
Yeah, very possible.
And that's the L.
Mission complete.
That's the L.
Mission complete.
When it's like, ha-ha, you don't get to know. You get no answers.
Yo, but he's getting treated like Robin Hood.
He's getting it?
He's like a martyr. Not he hasn't passed
the fate. Hold on. Guys, Craig spends a lot of time on Reddit.
Yeah, maybe, maybe.
Craig might get some views of the under.
They are seriously praising this dude. And I'm not saying that that's right or wrong. Like, that
they're,
part,
they're bringing,
I will not
they're
step
bringing
that
like,
far.
Like Boston Bomber type vibes.
Yeah, we'll talking. Go that far. That, okay. That to me is like, okay, now we're teetering a certain type of line. People have the rights to think however they want on that. But at the end of the day, like, you know, there was a lot of people where you have to be able to embrace your dark side. So there's a lot of people when it comes to people like this.
But that acting are, on it.
Yes, but when people get X'd out like that, you know that more people are going to be like, yeah, he deserved it. Yeah, he deserved it. A lot of people are cheering this guy's actions, right? It just shows you how humanity is. We're dark when it comes down to
it. See, well, see, guys, don't get mad at me. I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm just pointing out what I see. Craig's right. He's just pointing out
casual
facts.
Observations.
Yeah.
Just casual observations. Here. It made no impact on my life, and therefore, yeah, it's way easier for me to comment on this. But I try to put myself in the shoes of, you know, from the person who got X'd out to the people that it was affected by. And there was positive contributions along that way, too. But
yeah,
the hood vigilante slash the whole Robin Hood kind of street justice.
He did look a little Robin Hood-esque. I blame little X for doing that urban Robin
you know,
Hood spin.
I could rhyme off a 1-2 where it would be like, you know, think of, you know, a Harvey Weinstein for an example and say that he didn't make it to his cell. And see, the thing is, some things like this have happened, but you don't know who did it, what happened. They covered it up. Now, let's say there's a face to it and a name to it. You would be like, more people than not would be like, yo, so-and-so deserved it. They're a piece of shit.
If it happened to Puffy.
You know, they'd be like,
the same thing?
Yeah, they'd be like, Elroy's a hero, right? And that only accounts for 50% of that whole argument right there. But you still have 50%. So,
yeah.
I'm not saying the dude was a piece of shit. I don't know his personal life. And as far as the condolences go, I'm not giving them only for the fact that you know what you signed up for. You got caught lacking big time. I personally, you put me in those kind of positions, bro. There's no way.
Craig, that's the last video I saw where a dude pick his boy up. He had the Glock pointed at his door, and he's like, fucking sleep. And his boy has the AK out of his coat, and he's like, you think I'm sleep?
Come on. Come
Craig,
on, bro.
I hope, Craig, we're friends. I'm never doing that Mickey game. I'm never doing that game with you, bro.
Fair, fair.
I'm never. It is the wildest concept. You would have to love. I think maybe we could do it, because then you have to love your boy that much to be like, yo, I'll point a gun in your face, but you know I'll never shoot. It's for the giggles. That is why.
I just think to be in that position as the CEO of United Healthcare, you have to already be like morally bankrupt and probably corrupt, because you know there's a lot of fucking shit going on behind closed doors. Schmoozing, bribery, favoritism, elitism. All that type of shit. And me, I'm for the people, Zane. I'm sure you are too. Just, I know that you like to be respectful, where I might sometimes.
Craig, gotta be more brazen. That's why I yell.
But I've seen so many world global protests and things handled differently in different countries.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got it nice in North America. We have the right to protest. We have the right to this. We have the right to that. Sometimes you gotta get a little bit.
Crazy?
Yeah, you gotta get a little local with it.
Now, okay, so we'll go local and we'll go local again. Right? All right. We're gonna bring it to that side, this side of the six, right? Crazy as in throwing rocks through my window while I'm driving at 100 miles an hour on the highway.
While you're driving?
While I'm driving.
That's some good aim, first.
Listen, the math involved. One. Okay, to preface this, guys, I'm talking about there's been a incident. And this ties in actually to that murder case in the States, where we know the cops have so much tech and so much tools, resources to solve crimes. Certain times you're scratching your head and wondering what is going on. So now we have a serial rock thrower. So apparently someone's hurtling like bowling ball almost size rocks through your windows on one of our highways here.
God damn.
Right. You be careful too. I think it's I can't know if it's either 400 or the 404.
Yeah, check this
out. Please be careful, Craig.
Careful, yeah.
Please be careful. So there's been at least like maybe five or more incidences where someone has been throwing massive rocks through people's windows. Fuck. And sometimes, the last one happened is someone got knocked unconscious and they had a nasty crash. My mind's putting a lot of things, because I hope you can remember when the rock hit the car, so then I can give you like a spot set up where, if I'm the cop, I'm going to look at the past 15 cars that moved on that block in the past half an hour. And if you showed up in all the cameras in the past for the other incidences, it's scary, bro. Because it's a local thing. It's almost weirder than the shootings. And yo, listen, guys, full transparency, yo, I'm on the end. And I'm terrified of a man throwing a rock through my window while driving his truck, because I guess you would have to be higher than the car.
Okay, yeah. For
a little bit of math is involved.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Because if you're throwing it while you're like saying,
I'm buying.
Armed.
It's going to hit the door.
And you should be able to recognize that's happening to register to give more information. But if it's a big one, those big rig trucks with the truck nuts on it, you might not. Maybe it's a two-man thing.
Possible.
Maybe it's a two-man thing. You'd be able to drive and throw a rock at somebody while not swerving. And you know what I mean? It's a lot. It's a lot.
So this is taking place along Highway 48 and Major McKenzie, give or take. But a lot of these incidents, all incidents, it's saying, are taking place on Highway 48. So thankfully, I don't travel those ways.
Yeah,
but I keep it in the back of my mind. And it could come to the theater near you.
We go to Christmas parties everywhere, Craig. Yeah, I go swing somewhere for whatever reason. Go do a detour.
That's fucked up,
right? I want to keep your head in a swivel, but damn, it might get knocked off.
Yeah, for real, bro. Yeah, that is weird, because targeted and non-targeted are two different things. And when you're just going at randoms, bro, man,
you're a piece of shit.
Like,
whoever's doing that,
truly,
I almost
truly, truly,
where I could be the one to see you doing it. Yeah. I can be like, you know what? I'm gonna be a hero, just like those robbies they have.
Fucking
the kids are robbing all these banks, all these jewelry stores lately, and you're watching a video and they just look like a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
You can tell when someone's. You're uncoordinated. Listen, if you're under 15, under 16, you're uncoordinated in life in general. You don't look smooth. There's trying to smash windows. There's
no whole plan out for this. Yeah, not facts. And you're playing God in that case, bro, because you don't know what the backstory is behind the person that you're hitting.
The last one, you're the ruining car cracked,
fucking life.
But also, before they crashed, they T-boned somebody. And it's
fuck.
So you're... It's the
chain reaction.
Yeah.
Nah, that's fucking...
Because you see the car, because I guess the person... Because I'm like thinking, well, you got hit. Just hit the brakes and try to figure out what's going on. But when you're traveling 80 miles an hour and the person's traveling 60 in the other way, and that rock is going to, momentum is going to, that rock is moving maybe like 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, you have a split second to figure that shit out.
As you're driving into the rock.
And then, because you're the victim in this case, you still have the what the fuck moment of
happening. You're not trying to remember who did that. Yo, where you at? Where you at? You're not trying to square up.
Yeah, you're trying to.
They're like, oh fuck, I'm heartbroken. And then whatever, your foot, you're knocked out and they crash. It's crazy, so be aware, everyone. Keep your head in a swivel here.
Yeah, if you're out on Highway 48, get a Cybertruck. Because that's...
I've been seeing a lot of those on road.
Me too. It's like, me too, eh? Yo.
They all arrived. Facts. Everybody got their Cybertruck shipments for December. I'm so happy for you guys,
good
man.
Good for you guys. I've been hearing a lot of shit talk about them, mechanically, electronically.
When you see one, what's the first thing you say? Exactly. That's exactly what I say. I'm like, there it goes, right there. It's never like, yo, that's the move.
That's it.
Why did you guys let Elon Musk convince? Oh, it's Cybertruck for people that want to be bros?
Maybe.
Just get a Chevy, bro.
Or get a regular Tesla.
Get a...
Yeah, get a regular whip, bro. Come on now. There's no need to be that different.
It's a flex.
It is. That one is, for sure. And a lot of people are trying to sell them and can't. There's a whole thing behind that, too. But
you're trying to, like resell?
Yeah, well, like, a lot of them, Tesla has these, like, stipulations where you're not allowed to resale. Like, I don't know if it's private versus giving it back to Tesla, but a lot of them have it where you cannot resell the vehicle privately.
It's a flex. It's Tesla's a flex. It's flexing on you having a flex. Be.
Just to say you have.
Because you're trying to create mysticism, I guess, of value.
Yeah.
Coveted.
Yeah.
Right?
And I mean, like, in the all honesty, you know, you have a chance to be one out of, there's a lot of cars on the road out there in the city. So if you're a Cybertruck, you are definitely getting spotted. So if you're one of, like,
I would say it is the 200? Ultimate flex, because within the Cybertruck and with the lithium ion, with all the rare metals, I would say each Cybertruck allegedly is probably responsible for like a couple hundred African people dying in a mine somewhere, because I've been noticing, Craig, I'm throwing the script out the window. I'm just going off of what connects here. In a lot of African countries, there's been a high rise of, like, these mines don't get regulated.
No.
So it's just like whoever can grab a bucket can go into these mines.
Dirty energy.
And some of the mines might be run by gangs. So then it's just like deal with people. And there are some people to this day in a lot of mines that are trapped underground. Mm-hmm. It might leak through the news. Then you hear the governments of that country are like, yo, anybody in the mine, you're a criminal. You know the mine was illegal. You go in there. But then when you find out there are 13-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 10-year-old kids in there, they're just like, there's nothing going on in our village. All my cousins are there. I'd rather be with my... As an island boy, I know that feeling of foregoing danger for unity.
It's worth.
Because you knowing that your cousins are there. You know what I mean? Your uncles might be in there too. So you're going to be looked after to some extent. So a sad side note. Man, thoughts and prayers for everybody for us who are spoiled with technology, with our iPhones and stuff. I know it's Christmas. I hate that wartime song. Oh, this is Christmas. What have you done? So my boy, I'm like, I think that was a nom of Vietnam.
I don't have any more. I can't give you guys, Eddie. I'm sorry.
Right. We
thoughts
have
and prayers.
Craig, we have to be responsible and be respectful for the blessings we have, bro.
I always am grateful, and it's not even like people take time to reflect for these things, man. There are so many instances where I count my blessings, but they're not all at once, right? But there's humbling experiences, man. It's like, as I get older, I kind of think about like how lucky I am to not have been through experiences yet, but knowing that certain things are inevitable and on the horizon. So it's a tough course to navigate, bro. I think that the winter time, you know, it's always a time for sharing. It's always a time to get people. It's about wants, not needs necessarily.
True.
But there's a lot of people that need out there. So you got to make sure that you can show some love out there, show some support.
Yeah.
There are people out there, whether it's just a conversation, you know, a hand to hold, shoulder to cry on, whether it is providing something to them of joy.
Yeah.
Time, commitment. There's so many different ways that you
can pay. I think it's connecting, you know, with people, like on the ones, like when I'm doing groceries.
Yeah.
But like, or even at in class. I was in class the other day, and there's a guy, he's kind of spectrum-y. So he'll say like out of pocket stuff, right? And I pulled everybody together and I said, guys, you know what? We need to
buy him some new J's.
No. He's fine. He's way better off than. Let me tell you, he's way better off than me and you. He's okay. One of those guys. Just time to be lucky, right?
Okay.
Where I said, we don't have to speak to each other in such like a disrespectful manner.
Yeah.
We can lead with love.
All right.
Right?
We're going to put our best foot.
Yeah. Right? Not because you grew up a certain way.
And say, hey, you're a little dirty, yeah, but.
Yeah, on certain things where you're
sponsoring our work party.
Yeah, you're going to have to really lead and start with love.
Fair.
So. Besides Joe Biden pardoning his son.
Yeah, that's pretty raunchy right there. That's
when you say raunchy, is that, what do you mean?
I mean, like, that's very low blow, Joe. Bro, come
Craig,
on.
Craig was rapping this one, taking a dookie, I swear.
Yo, I mean, like, okay. You guys are the Democratic Party, correct? Wait, no, Conservative Party?
No, Democratic. No.
Democrat. I get the.
Well, yeah, Craig, no, time. They're the ones for freedom, I guess, and do whatever you want. Live life free.
You, after all this, after everything you guys have been through, man, your son has just done some heinous shit.
Like
maybe not paying a couple prostitutes.
He's a crackhead.
Maybe doing a little bit of crack. Which we've seen here.
Okay, you know what?
We know how to deal with.
Because I'm for a woman doing their own shit, you should pay those girls, those people.
100%.
Right? But I hear you, Craig.
What I'm getting at is that even after all of that, it wouldn't have been that bad.
If you went to jail?
Yes. There's everyday people that smoke crack. There's everyday people that don't pay prostitutes. And they're fine. They're doing just fine. Well,
crack
maybe not fine.
Crack. He should be a crackhead.
You should have just let him fucking live his life, bro.
After Joe talking about addiction.
Send him to the bin.
He did say people with addictions should be locked.
Send
like,
him to the bin.
He did say
let him write a tell-all book. He'll probably make money off it anyway.
Ready for it?
Is he making a tell-all book?
He actually makes a lot of money off of his paintings.
There you go. So
he does. He's an artist.
Come on, bro. We get pardoned
for what? A crackhead artist, that tracks.
Pardoned for what?
Now, I would say it's weird because a lot of the like the media on the Republicans on the
Democrat side, yeah,
right. Just when everything Democrat think democracy, then you're like, oh, fairness or votes and all that equality.
It fucks me up because we're opposites here with liberals.
Yeah, we're opposite, right? So the Democrats are liberals.
No.
Yes.
Liberals.
Don't think what we do.
Conservatives.
Yeah.
Republicans.
Yes. Yes.
Joe's Democrat? Yes.
You know what taught me that? When you're like, Jay-Z's a black Republican, I'm like, well, that's not right. It makes sense. He's a millionaire.
So well, I do not stand so for that.
The market's in his favor, right? Okay, that's the thing. That's the thing, right?
Man, come on. Let this guy fucking go to bed for a couple of years.
People
bro.
Say that's not fair because Trump would have pardoned his kids. So
Trump would have pardoned his
own. It's a weird situation where people are like, well, it's fair because Trump would have done it.
Yeah.
Right? Then they were like, well, we're bad as him. Now, he's also said he would never pardon his son.
Trump.
No.
Biden.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
He's on record saying that.
Yeah, it's bad.
I think it was at the debate, one of the debates. So he's like, no. He's like, no, I let the law rock out.
There you go. And but sure enough, you didn't.
I'm also saying the Joe that's for the past couple months has been a different Joe.
You think so?
He's been a fun Joe.
A fun Joe.
Because he's on his way out. He's like, yo, give a fuck.
Have these missiles, Ukraine.
Hold that.
Here. Have this aircraft. Someone switched up Joe's medication is what you're damn saying.
Yeah. We're not talking about Joe Rogan being mad about the Ukraine, like you just brought up, getting certain rockets and stuff, and then he's saying that they're antagonizing Russia to do worse things. But then he didn't comment on the 50,000 troops or 150,000 troops that Korea sent to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
people pick their sides.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, you pick.
That's all. Definitely, that's all fine.
You definitely pick your sides. But I said to say this, the next 4 years are going to be very interesting, Craig.
I never thought we'd have this conversation. I just never thought that, like, we talked about politics so heavily during that, during those times that I just never thought these kind of things would come back. I never thought we'd have to circle
it's
back.
It's nepotism.
I thought it was going to be an out of sight and out of mind kind of topic, right? Mm-hmm. Where you would just be like, the audacity of that guy. And to see the amount of opinions change, and it has for everybody, myself included.
Myself included.
Right? It's
crazy, myself included.
Bro. Like, it's and fucking weird for a, because I'm not a political guy, right?
Yeah.
But again, like, yeah, it's what goes it's on.
For saturation too, right?
It is. Like, it is, for sure.
Be within media and just... You can't turn away from it. It's always there in it's your there. Face.
If but... we all had 24 hours in office, is all I'm saying. I would have a lot of hookers and a lot of cocaine. Just like, I don't do any of those school. Things. But like, why all my not?
Seniors were like, yo.
On your tax dollar, Zane, you toss me some tax money, bro. There's a lot of blow I could buy with that.
Yo, listen, buy some blow with a tax.
I could have Bogota coin blowing up.
Stop. They had the Mike Tyson coin.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, there's one called Pop Cat. You went to the site, and it's how much times you can make the cat's mouth does pop.
That's a coin.
And then that's your...
I don't even want to get back into that one. Nope. No.
It is that fantastical and ridiculous at the same time.
We will have... we have another episode coming up. We will cover all things Christmas and Christmas-related. We have talked turkeys. One, we have talked hams. We have talked... potatoes stuff and the whole bit.
Yeah, I'm in a ham dilemma.
I'm doing a ham thing. Are you doing ham this year?
Well, here's the problem. Mm-hmm. I do the cured, like, super salty ham.
Okay.
From Pennsylvania that you have to soak it in water and sugar.
Not that,
it's like it's almost
no,
like
that's like I think
yeah
cold cut that.
This one is almost like prosciutto salt content. Ooh. Or even like bacon. It's way more saltier than that. Nice. But the smokiness has a funk to it.
Nice little.
There's a funk to it that you're like.
What's the dilemma?
The problem is it's expensive as hell, and they've been, it's shrinkflation. Like, what you spent $160 for back in the day,
it ain't the same.
2 years ago, it ain't the same now.
So don't do it.
Also, me and my daughter, we're dolo this year, for Christmas, right? Okay. The wife, she's flying out, doing her thing, right?
Nice.
Going back to her roots, it's going to be a
so you don't need a big ham like that.
I've been looking at some honey hams. Right? Which I thought about, which I've done. I've cracked old Palatable Brandy on top. You know, square. When you crackling is when you cut the fat in cubes.
Ooh.
You slice like a grid on it.
Okay.
And then you turn the heat up, so then the fat kind of
crackle it up.
Yeah, and you could. What I do is a little bit of brandy. I brush a little brandy, not brandy, sherry.
All right.
A little something sweet on top, right?
Like pineapple.
You could do your pineapple.
Okay.
I find it might be too sweet.
Optional.
Right, because it's already honey ham.
Got you.
Right. So, because I'm more traditional salty ham, right? So, I'm thinking either or. But the smell of that traditional ham, because from the islands, that's what we've had every Christmas. Where we've had hams that have been like bad hams, where it's been so old, like you bought one that's been like in the bottom of
like
the
all
vat.
Freezer burned.
No, not even freeze. They're salt. They're in salt brines.
Okay.
For months.
Yeah.
So it soaks in the salt to where it's almost blue. So when you throw it out, the dog's like, I'm not eating that.
Damn. You never had salt
those
beef?
Are legend. Yeah.
You've had salt beef, right?
Salt beef.
Okay.
That's salt. It's way more salty than that.
Okay.
It's past bacon salt level.
Really?
Yeah. But with baked, fresh baked homemade bread, my traditional cocoa
gonna balance it out. He's like
bay leaf and
would you
and
put the cutting agents into it,
Craig?
And
a
bitter,
big,
the sweet, and the salty mixed together
with a big pile of scrambled eggs and fresh baked bread. Yeah, because bacon, it's ham, right?
Morning
it's,
after
it's Christmas morning breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah, good, that's good. Because with the ham. Because Christmas Day, you don't cook.
Yeah.
You're munching on cakes, ham sandwiches.
Some.
Yeah, you watch the game. You make eating one, and your girl's like, yo, I need one. That's how it is in my, I need one too.
Fair.
Because they know you drink all the little juices I make.
Yeah.
You take a nap.
Yeah.
You
facts.
Pass out.
Facts.
Right? So that's my dilemma right now. I think you should do one.
I think we're going to.
Craig, you're gonna be a family man. You are a family man. You're going to have to take the role of getting the barbecues ready, the Thanksgiving turkeys ready.
Facts.
Yeah, so you got to
but get we have in you know on the wife's side, like father-in-law's got a butcher's history and so do parts of her family. So the chances are if we do get a ham, he's going to be the one to cut it.
I'm down. So guess what? Lean on him.
Yeah.
indulge in his novelty.
He'll have you right, bro.
Ask him to write
questions.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, bro. Like, I've got like, yo, a lot out of
ketchup. Tell him about my ham, the salty ham. Said, what do you think about the salty ham from Pennsylvania? My buddy's from the islands. Yeah. Super, it's almost like prosciutto, super salt.
Okay.
As a certain smoky smell. Right, yeah. Right. He'll be like, oh, those hams.
I got to play a lot of catch up because he's a humble dude. So I know that if I was to cook something up and give him a taste, he would be like, yo, it's good.
Yeah.
But deep down, humble father. I know he's going to take that to the grave.
We'll take a humble father-in-law any day than the one that calls you out.
Oh, all day. All day, every day.
Whenever you go back home, your girl's like, what's wrong, babe? You're just so defeated. I'll never be good enough for you. It's not a treehouse.
Oh, man. For those of you, the Canadians that are shopping from December 14th onward, stay safe out there. Keep your wits about you. Be safe. It is going to be a wild, slippery, cold winter.
No, they say it's not supposed to be. I'm arguing with you guys. A lot of people are saying, but the news told me. News told me global warming is a thing, so it's gonna be a warmer than usual. It's not gonna be as aggressive this year. It's gonna be shorter.
It's worse. I would rather minus 30 because then it doesn't snow. When it's like minus 10,
no, it snows whenever.
No,
I don't.
It gets too cold to snow.
But when it's minus 30,
that's why it's been so good before.
When it's minus 30, snow on the sidewalk cooks.
Okay.
And it stays brick.
Yes.
Even when it's 10 degrees.
But it's done. It's like 3-4 of them and you're out. We're already 3 snows in, bro. No. More than we had last year. Except for the one storm. But
come Wednesday, this is gone.
Okay. Fair.
My word to you. Come Wednesday, this is gone.
So you're saying not a white Christmas.
We're not you're going to get a white Christmas. They put the cocaine in the air.
Bogota Christmas.
You're getting a Bogota Christmas for sure.
Okay.
But I guarantee it's probably going to be hovering above zero for the next little while.
Well, we've got at least.
Then we'll dip back down to a -5 for New Year's.
Okay.
And then we're going to hover till the coldest we'll get is -15 in January.
Feels like -20 something with the wind chill.
Maybe.
Okay, I'll take that. But we got like 6 episodes worth of figuring this one out.
The weatherman here at the Hidden Six Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say this to the guy that's looking for the gift for the girl that he likes, but he doesn't know that she likes him. Buddy, life is going to be lumpy for you, but you're going to find somebody for you one day.
Big facts. Don't buy the gift.
Yeah. And for that's everybody else, just buy the gift. You need the lumps. Listen.
No simping on this.
No, it's not. No, simping on some scissor. Simping on some simp. Cop, patent pending. Look, Craig, I think there is something unique about, like, when I showed up to a club with roses for a girl that we weren't even having that kind
of. It wasn't even like that.
Yeah, it's just me calling you once and texting you, right?
But was it Christmas?
That's where I went wrong.
Ah.
Right? Those moments, you need those moments in life. You need to get the rock thrown to.
Fact, sometimes, yeah. Sometimes you need a bad humbling just to put you down to earth and see what level you're actually playing on. But I mean, like, see, okay. Fair, but that's you then and now telling yourself then. So now you're telling someone else who could have been you then, and therefore how it is now.
What? Ladies and gentlemen.
Episode 78.
Craig, episode 78 is officially in the bag. Enjoy your holidays, Christmas, Festivus, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, everything in between.
Everything in between. All right. We'll catch you on the next one. Sorry, that just like frazzled my brain for
Greg
a second.
Fried his own
brain.
Yeah, I was
about to like continue.
I'm watching it, and I'm like, you know why? Because it is a problem when we start rhyming early in the episode.
It starts to trickle over. You can find us on all streaming platforms. Yes. And what the Hidden Six would like for Christmas the most is tell a friend, share the gift of giving.
To tell a friend,
tell a friend to tell a friend about the Hidden Six. Get put on game. Learn about some crypto. Learn about some politics. Learn about some. We're talking about everything.
Yeah.
All right. But everybody is welcome. And that's the most important thing at this podcast.
Yes, sir.
Find us on all streaming platforms at The Hidden Six, THEHIDDENSIX. That's the gift of spelling for you motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Episode 78 in the bag. We will catch y'all on the next one.
Peace.
Peace.